Welcome to another edition of Pulse. My name is Anthony Patch. Today is Tuesday, the 10th of September, 2024. I'm reporting briefly today on the targeting of Moscow by Ukrainian forces, utilizing 147 drones to strike in the region of Moscow. One drone in particular struck a civilian apartment building in one of the suburbs of Moscow. The other drones, the other 146, apparently were successfully destroyed by military defense systems. This appears to me to be an attempt by Zelensky, by the Ukrainians, that they can, in fact, strike deep into Russia. But it is not so much a demonstration to the Russian people as it is a demonstration to the Western nations, NATO and the United States in particular, that Ukraine is demonstrating their willingness to strike deep into Russia, but that they need permission from the United States in particular for the retargeting of the Army tactical missile systems that are presently in Ukraine, that are only allowed to be programmed for short-range attacks. For over 2 weeks now, Zelensky has been pressuring Washington for permission to strike Moscow and St. Petersburg with Army tactical missile systems. Putin has likewise warned the West that should these longer range targets be struck by the West, they will presume that any preparations, and this is key to understand, any preparations noted on the part of the Russians by Ukrainian forces to reposition and retarget missile systems with the intent of striking Moscow, St. Petersburg, or other military command and control centers, that Putin will presume, his military leadership will presume, that these longer range missile systems are nuclear tipped. That represents the recent change in the nuclear doctrine on the part of Russia that we talked about almost 3 weeks ago here on Pulse. We've also discussed this at length in our private live streams that you can subscribe to and have access to over almost 900 live streams on our archives through anthonypatch.com. So we do much deeper dives than what I'm presenting briefly here through anthonypatch.com. But getting back to the nuclear doctrine that has changed, this is no longer on the part of Russia a response to a nuclear attack or a presumed nuclear attack. It is now preemptive based upon the surveillance and detection of the preparations by the West to launch against command and control centers and civilian centers such as Moscow and St. Petersburg and others. So what it means to have 147 drones targeting Moscow is nearly the same thing as missiles targeting Moscow. That's why I'm doing this Pulse today. This demonstrates an additional step in the direction by Zelensky in pressuring Washington to give permission for the use of missiles rather than drones in order to strike deeper into Russia. There are preparations noted on the Russian side right now to mount a massive retaliatory strike on Ukraine and possibly make good on Putin's promise to strike horizontally, a horizontal escalation of the special war. He doesn't call it a war, he calls it a special military operation, because he has defined war as war between the major powers. He's trying his best to limit this to Ukraine itself. Russian forces have penetrated deeply into Ukraine in the Petrovsk region, and they are preparing to bring reinforcements that are in the background in Russia, bring reserves forward into the Petrovsk region. It is much like a arrow pointing deeper into Ukraine, and following that path of that arrow will be massive thousands and thousands of Russian reserve forces and equipment that will strike deeper into Ukraine. Now, it has never been Putin's stated objective to occupy all of Ukraine. What his objective has always been is to neutralize the military capacity of Ukraine, to force a change in political leadership to one that is more friendly to Russia, and to denazify Ukraine. He's already stated, especially with the area taken in the Donbas region, that the four regions that they have already taken, and should Ukraine and the West persist, any more territory that is taken in the eastern portion of Ukraine, Russia will continue to occupy, but they will not continue westward towards Europe itself. They do not want the burden, the military losses, meaning troops on the ground, military losses, military equipment, and the economic burden of a military defeat and occupation of all of Ukraine. So when the West is saying, we need to stop the advance of Russia, because if we don't stop them in Ukraine, Russia is going to come into Europe itself. That is not the case. Putin wants to end the war. He wants to get on with business. He wants to continue building business relationships, as he has recently done with China and Iran. Yes, it is military, it is strategic security, but it is primarily trade. And the regions that he intends to occupy, to continue to occupy in Ukraine, are some of the richest in terms of natural resources, minerals, gas and oil, rare earth metals, and some of the richest farmland in the world. And Russia is going to continue to take possession of that. This is the cost to Ukraine and the West for having pursued this with Russia. Remember, in 2014, the United States CIA was responsible for the overthrow of the duly elected, democratically elected, pro-Russian political leadership in Ukraine. Because that leadership was pro-Russian, the West brought in the intelligence services to promote a coup in Ukraine and overthrow duly elected government and installed a puppet government in the form of Zelensky. And this perpetuated the discrimination, I'm trying to be polite here, the discrimination against Russian-speaking occupiers, residents, they're not really occupiers, they didn't defeat anybody, they didn't take the land, the Russian people living in the Donbass region that wanted to be part of Russia. When Ukraine was formed at the fall of the Soviet Union, those Russian people in the Donbass, in the far eastern portion of Ukraine, wanted to be included in Russia when they redrew the border line. Today, they want annexation. They want to be annexed by Russia to become part of Russia itself. When the Zelensky government came in, they were harassing and arresting Russians because they're anti-Russian Ukrainians. Russia came in at the request of their own people who were suffering in Ukraine to be protected from extermination by way of persecution by Western Ukrainians. You don't hear that in the mainstream media. This was a cultural conflict. If we had U.S. citizens under attack in a foreign land, or in our border region, let's say with Mexico or Canada, we would have come to their defense. We would have annexed that area where Americans have lived for generations and generations, as is the case in the Donbass region. Hundreds of years. At any rate, what I want to leave you with here today is that we are once again facing the problem of tactical nukes. Should the West, should Washington, follow up on this drone attack against Moscow, in which only one drone was successful in striking a target, a civilian apartment complex, one woman was killed, and these are the early reports. But if the West acquiesces and follows through on repositioning, retargeting Army tactical missile systems, ATACMS, Russia will know that that preparation, those preparatory actions are underway. And their new doctrine is they will preemptively strike Ukraine and horizontally to NATO. And Putin has made it very clear, yes, we will use tactical nukes, but we don't need to. We can use conventional warheads and accomplish our goal, because the West is so weak. NATO is weak, militarily, economically, politically. NATO is fractured and falling apart right now. Putin understands that. He does not need to go to nuclear warfare. But the problem is the West wants to double down against Russia because the West recognizes that they're losing this battle against Russia. And the doubling down means the West using tactical nukes. That's where we are today. That's why I wanted to bring another Pulse, another edition of Pulse to your attention in case you didn't hear the whole picture. I'm trying to be brief here, but that in essence is the whole picture of what's going on. The problem we have to pay attention to is any indication from NATO, from the United States, for permission for long-range targeting of the systems that are already in Ukraine, of Moscow and St. Petersburg. if we start hearing any discussions about that, using missiles instead of drones, something along the lines of, well, the drones were moderately successful. They did strike Moscow. We're contemplating following that up with long-range missiles. Something of that flavor that you might hear. If we do hear that, we need to understand Russia will strike preemptively. Ukraine, and more than likely some like Poland and Romania, some of the Western NATO member countries. I would presume that Putin is a rational man. He's demonstrated he's not delusional in his thinking and his actions, in his statements. Therefore, I would expect that he would use, if he escalates to that point, he will make good on his suggestion that he would only use conventional warheads, because he does not want to engage in nuclear warfare. The problem is the West doubling down and using tactical nukes, because the West lacks the conventional weapons systems in Ukraine and in Europe, systems sufficient to achieve their goals against Russia. They cannot do that conventionally. The only way the West, in their thinking, not mine, in their thinking, the only way they can achieve what I consider to be delusional goals is the utilization of tactical nukes against Russia. That only further escalates, and obviously that leads to World War III. That's where I'll leave it tonight. Thank you for your time to listen to this brief report. I ask you to pay close attention to the unfolding events due to this recent overnight drone strike targeting Moscow. This is something that Putin said he would not tolerate. There will be significant action by Putin because of this. God bless you all, and good night.